Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back to the RA facility here. Paul Ramo and Morgan Conkleman here. Your final score, Mineota wins at 58-37. And the Vikings are taking their pictures in front of us. They got the medals around their neck. How many medals you got, Morgan?
Quite a few of these ones. A couple state ones as well, thankfully.
Couple state medals, yeah. Oh, we're getting our picture taken. Okay. We're going to be in the paper. All right. The Crays over here taking pictures. They finished their season 14-14 overall.
I got Natalie and McKenzie coming.
All right. We'll give them the headset. We're going to do an interview here. And Morgan's going to do the interview.
There. All right, Nat, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, great game out there tonight. I want you to talk a little bit about, you had a lot of different fast break layups going on tonight. What was kind of going through your head, especially at the free throw line, since that's such a crucial point in the game?
I'm not the best at this free throw. It kind of gets me. I don't know. Jay kind of said at the beginning of the game that we need to get back to what we started doing at the beginning of the year, and that was running the court. And I think we did a good job of that tonight. And we just looked to push the ball off the court every time, no matter who it was up there. And everybody just took the ball, threw it up, and then, making the free throws. Those are crucial, especially in close games.
Yeah, I think you did a great job tonight at running the floor, and that's something that's kind of been lacking the past few games. And tonight you did it really well. Kind of talk about your teammates and the different passes they were giving you tonight.
I think that... Well, we've just been working on it in practice, and just to, get the rebound, to look up, see who's up there, see if anyone's open up there, and then throw the ball up if they have the advantage. And you just got to have trust in your teammates, too, that they're going to catch the ball or that they're looking. So
what are your thoughts going into this game against Tracy? Obviously, this is a game to go to state, so it's a big one, especially since you're a senior this year.
Yeah, we're looking to get a win. We hope that we can play a little better than we did last time against them. They got us last time, but we got them the first time. So we're looking to come back and hopefully play better. Hopefully it'll be a good game.
Yes, I hope so too. Well, good job tonight and good luck on Friday against Tracy.
Thanks.
All right, that was Natalie Rolbecki for the Vikings. And now we have number 4, Mackenzie Tolkai. Ken, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. I want you to talk a little bit about your defense tonight, because that was outstanding in my mind.
Thank you so much. I think we just knew that Ella was a really big, she scored for their team a lot, and we knew we had to shut her down if we wanted to, win this game. And so I think that I really focused mostly on my defense and tried to pass the ball around and get it around to the rest of the teammates for offense.
Yeah, and that's something I say a lot, is defense is going to win games more than offense, because you never know when your shots are going to fall and when they're not. And your hands were really active tonight on defense, so I want to applaud you for that.
Thank you.
I also want to applaud you offensively. You are someone who looks to drive a lot and then dish it off to your teammates, so kind of talk about what's going through your head in those times.
Yeah, well, when you dribble penetrate, you can always expect the post defense to come and help, and you can dish it down to your post. And I think that if you keep doing that repetitively, teams are going to either figure it out and you can drive yourself and take the basket, or you can keep dishing it down and it's going to keep scoring for your team.
Yeah. All right, I want you to talk a little bit about what you guys are planning on doing on Friday against Tracy, especially since you are a senior. So what does this game mean to you?
Yeah, it's a really big deal because we beat them the first time, and the second time we did fall to them, which was really hard on a lot of us. But I think that gives us a lot of momentum going into the game. We really want to take it for ourselves this year as seniors and get to the state tournament, and we can say that we did it ourselves. So
yes, and want to applaud you as well. We gave you the play of the game as well as player of the game when you pickpocketed Ella Bourne and then went all the way for a fast break layup, one of the many times that you got a steal. So great game tonight.
Thank
and good
you.
Luck on Friday against Tracy.
Thank you, Morgan.
All right, that was number 4, Mackenzie Tolt for the Vikings.
Good job, Morgan, with the interview. Couldn't hear a word you said, but it's all good, huh?
Thank you.
All right, good interview. Well, let's go through the scoring here. First for the McCray Wolverines, Ella Bourne ended up with 9 points, Brielle Jansen with 8, Elsie Sumner with 8, Gabby Rant with 8, Annie Bourne with 3, and Lazinski with 2. And, you know, got to say goodbye to some seniors for the McRae Wolverines. They played a lot of basketball for Coach Condon. Gabby Rant, I think she's been playing since she's about eighth grade.
Yeah, I know that I've played against some of these girls,
they've
been playing a while. Okay. I know for sure I played against Ella Bourne my senior year, and I think Sydney Pine as well, they've been playing a while.
All right, yeah, and Bryn Lazinski, not Brielle Jansen, she's just an eighth grader, Elsie Sumner, and Ella Bourne are the seniors playing, suiting up for the last time for the Wolverines. So we've got a hats off to them, hats off to head coach Sean Conan, does a great job with them.
Yes.
They really had a nice ride in the playoffs, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
For the Vikings tonight, Faith Meary with 2 points. Kennedy Jerns had a nice game with 13, didn't she?
Yeah, she's been playing really good basketball.
Kennedy Arndt with 2. Jaren Ross with 2. Ireland Stossen with 2. McKenna Yost with 4 points. Mackenzie Tolk, I got her for 5, and Natalie Rebecca with 24 to lead the Vikings. So it's the Vikings and the Panthers for the state section championship on Friday at 5 o'clock. You heard that basketball game right here on Q92. So what was the key here to the Vikings win tonight, Morgan?
I think a lot of it was be very active on defense, and then once you get that rebound, to go on offense. You don't need to wait. You can push the ball up the court, which Mineota did plenty of times from a bunch of different girls, all feeding Natalie Robecki or some of the post players for Mineota, and it ended up working in their favor, getting good runs, and they were able to stabilize from there.
All right. Well, Friday night, let's preview the TMB Mineota game. It's going to be a battle again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think both teams are going to be coming into that with a lot of momentum. I think Tracy really is, because they were the ones who got the win last time over Mineota. So I think Mineota's going to have a fire lit under them, ready to go, ready for revenge on that game, and I think Tracy's going to want to capitalize on it. So I think both teams are going to come in hungry for that win.
That's right, and Tracy beat Mineota about a month or so ago.
Yep.
And that's got to fuel some of the Vikings, right?
Yeah, they definitely don't want to let that happen again, especially when it's going to determine how you end your season, whether it's going to be at the state tournament or whether it's going to be here in Marshall.
Okay. Well, Morgan, thank you for helping me out. You won't be able to help me next week, so.
Yeah, I will not be.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I had fun working with you.
Yes, it's been fun.
Got to do it again, right?
Yes, we do.
Hopefully you can go to state, right?
Hopefully, yep.
All right, thanks, Morgan. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, just wrapping things up here. You can go if you like. Thank you. And just wrapping things up here. Tomorrow morning, I'll be on the air with the coaches show at 9 o'clock. And we'll have Dick Newman on from the XL Energy Center with a report of state wrestling. Get you up to date on how the boys did tonight at the XL Energy Center. We're covering Mineota wrestlers, Camby, and Team United wrestlers. And so we'll get you caught up to date with that during the coaches show. And we'll also talk with head coach Dylan Erickson of the Eagles and talk about the two games that La Caprile Valley had in section play this past week. And then I'll be over in Montevideo. We'll have state wrestling throughout the day from the XL Energy Center tomorrow. And we'll be on the air at 11:30 for the Section 3A boys basketball game, the La Caprile Valley Eagles taking on the Wabasso Rabbits. Those games have been moved up 1 hour because of the weather forecast. And so just to let you know that. And then at 3 o'clock, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks will take on Rainbow County West at 3 o'clock. And so that's our schedule for tomorrow. So tune in for that. A lot of state wrestling and a couple of section basketball games here on Q92 tomorrow. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board. Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio. Once again, your final score here from Marshall, Mineota 58 and McRae 37. And next Friday at 5 o'clock, it's the Section 3A Girls Championship, the Mineota Vikings and Tracy Milroy Ballatin. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Myers Electric and Infrared, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Ag Plus Cooperative, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Ludvigson Tiling, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Boris Crop Insurance, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Cockleman Construction, Gruel Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Citizens Alliance Bank, Kyle Small Engine Repair, Chan Fuller Construction, Appleton Building Center, Gems Clothing and Sporting Goods, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Ag Processing Incorporated, Canby Meat Center, State Bank of Taunton, Jubilee Foods, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Purus Southwest Insurance Services, House of Spirits in Appleton, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Lean Lumber, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Steve Hodge, Midwest Bank of Dawson, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by MVTV Wireless, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Prins Bank, Fixon Chiropractic, First Security Bank of Canby, Klein Insurance, Olson Dray Service, Independent Oil Company, Heather Nursery, Jim's Market, Canby Farmers Grain, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, your REC, Edward Jones and Company, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Minnesota Building Center, Heartland Eye Clinic, Miller Services Incorporated, A&B Auto, Lee Motor Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Appleton Area Health, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Section Sports brought to you by Gustelson's Hardware, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, B&B Electrical Contractors, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Dental Clinic, Souther Building Supplies, Woodstock Telephone Company, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Haugen Insurance Agency, Chris Wodzinski for House, United Prairie Bank, NB Golf Cars, Swearable Designs, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Mattress Barn and Marshall, Section Sports brought to you by Lack Parle Mutual Insurance, City Hall Bar and Grill, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Sturtevant's of Canby, Midwest Truck Parts, Kluver Law Office, Erickson Chevrolet, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, the Jenny O Turkey Store, CCM Health Montevideo, Pete's Electric Motor, Madison Bottle Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Fieldcraft Fertilizer. Section Sports also brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts, American Surplus, Canby Co-op Credit Union, and Livestock Systems of Dawson. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.